fucking love Jesse Henry.
And he does.
I do.
How old was she?
How are we?
Old enough.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Morning.
There we go.
I've been waiting on.
I sang that
morning,
last
afternoon,
week.
Evening.
Good morning to you there. Good afternoon to you there. And good evening to you there.
What podcast members do we have in the shed today?
No, actual.
In the studio today.
Fully employed podcast members.
Fully employed, paid.
We've got me, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Who else?
Me, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Me, New Ash, aka Chappers.
Yes!
Chappers, yeah, boy in the house.
He's on payroll now. And you.
He has, I'm me. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Who's I'm here?
How's your day been?
I don't see race, mate.
Lovely.
We've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Have you?
Yeah.
Such a lovely day.
What's Brownie doing here? Sure up.
Oh, yeah, it's such a lovely day.
Always chiming in, isn't he?
And he's not even here.
He's not even here. Just calm down, Brown.
Well, this is fun. It's like crafting.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you've wasted like him now before we've even started.
It's just a bit like crafting.
This you've is fun, it. Isn't it?
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, this is fun.
That's the kind of thing you can fun. Do.
I had a lovely day crafting.
Oh, we're going to have to both together. But
there's going to be some fun with this afternoon.
What's isn't there?
I've just found like a lump on my head.
Oh.
It's a spot or
another
something.
Scab.
Loads of scabs around here.
Fucking scab.
Oh, scab. It's such
have you seen
a...
that Fallout?
I'm not singing.
No. I caved. You know what I've said? I've only ever played fucking Call of Duty.
Uh-huh.
Well, I caved in and got Farm Assassin's
Sim.
Creed.
I thought you were going to say Farm Sim.
No,
I thought you were going to say Farm Sim.
No, I went... Because
you looked at Choppers.
I want to drive a Volvo like Choppers.
I don't want a Volvo. I've told you this before.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway,
What if it were a Volvo like mine, though?
What if it were Chappers?
One that went faster.
I'll tell you what Volvo would like, a flat top.
It's not...
You know, it stacks higher than roof.
It's not limited on power up them hills.
No. Yeah.
Makes no odds, you know, because we still do it comfortably.
This is proper. Yeah,
comfortably. I'm all right in mine, thanks.
I'm only going 35. It's all right. I'll just get a drink out of my fridge.
Safely.
Yeah. And then people would drive in class going, you wanker. Like
I don't
did.
Give a fuck.
No, they did to me.
Yeah.
They don't say you wanker because you can hear it. They say you wanker because they're going past fast.
Have you seen that meme where he says, I'm getting death threats again? He's mean, you mean death threats? And he's like, no, death threats. And then he looks outside and there's a bloke going, that's proper no.
Death.
Yeah. So yeah, I went and got on Chappers as a recommendation, Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Oh yeah,
Valhalla.
Yeah,
I'm played, about, yeah, played on that much.
About 4.5 hours in.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I had a look with it. On PlayStation Store.
It's gone back up, hasn't it?
No, it's free.
It's free.
You're fucking joking,
so,
man.
Oh, so, have you got,
it went back up the other day, didn't it?
I streamed it.
So when you first told me,
PSN,
yeah, PSN, the Plus. I've got PSN. Premium.
But
so
when you told me about it, it had gone down to £14, didn't it?
£14.99.
And then I was like, I'm not fucking ordering it. I'm not ordering it. And then I looked again when I was going to order it, and it had gone up to like £65.
Yeah.
So and then I've...
Isn't that because they brought a DLC on it?
Maybe. But and then when I were in Meadowall, I'm like, I want to see if there's one in game.
No, we're on offer for a couple of weeks. And I told him, you've got till 14th to buy it. Have you got it?
No.
He's fucking useless, him.
I didn't. But anyway, I went to Meadowall and went in game, and they were one in there for £12. So I bought it.
And now it's free.
And now I'm upset that it's free.
It's free, yeah. Mine's free.
Yeah, well, anyway.
I did that with Four Guy.
4.5 hours in now.
Four Guys?
Yeah.
That's free, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I paid £18 for it.
Yeah, I downloaded that for Phoebe the other day.
Yeah, £18 it cost us. And now, don't fucking work.
Why?
I don't fucking know. I think it's because we don't pay for the subscription now.
Oh, so it's stopped.
PS multiplayer thing.
Yeah.
See, I don't pay for mine. I only play free stuff.
Well,
I mean, I paid for physical game, but I don't... pay for subscription.
I pay for premium.
Oh, so it wouldn't be free for you then?
No.
Oh, well, there you go then.
Still have to be
so I got £12.
But you could put it on, download it, and then cancel.
But and then if it cancels, does it not stop like his Fall Guys has?
No, it's on online stuff.
Oh, right,
okay. You need it constantly going for.
So you don't, you still play Call of Duty?
I haven't done since I got Assassin's Creed.
No, play's a loose term.
I'm good on it.
You were gooder than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going through old videos, streaming videos when we all used to play, and I was trying to find one. I made a rim spinning round in corner, and there's a bit where I'm just sat there waiting for a game to load. I think there's me, Ash, and Brownie in a lobby, And then somebody puts that, you know, when they used to redeem the channel points.
Oh, yeah.
It goes, hello, darkness. And his Mongy face comes up on screen. Like
we don't say Mong.
It used to be Rambo.
Yeah. That clip were funny, though, when he threw that loadout into water.
Yeah.
Because, like, as you from your point of view on screen, you can see everybody stood waiting for this thing to come. And then smokes in water. And then Dad just goes, you just throw that in water? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, we're all just stood there watching it.
Well,
and
I threw it at wall.
Landed in water, and all players just sort of stopped and like looked at each other, and then went back to looking at things.
I threw it at a wall. It bounced off a wall and went into water.
You can see it because he says, "Where do I throw this then?" And then he was looking at me, and I went anywhere against wall, and then he went, "Oh, I threw it. Where's that gone?"
Because I threw it against the wall at full pelt.
You threw it at me because I said you can throw it against wall.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
We used to have some right good times.
Oh, I used to have a lovely time.
In it.
I like playing with Bradley as well, because you get like, your lobbies are significantly
easier. Right, angry and all, don't
it? Yeah, but it's still bullshit.
In it?
Yeah. But now I've not played it since I've been on Valhalla. I like it.
Is this a game?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
It's cracking, innit?
But you don't really understand what's going off unless you know what's happening in Assassin's Creed. Because
it's part of the series, isn't it?
Yeah. But like, I'm like, what the fuck has it brought me back to modern day for?
I wasn't really bothered about that.
No, I don't like that bit.
Running around with an axe. Trapping cunts.
What's this bird for?
I like the Viking bit of it.
Hey. What am I going into this bird for?
Yeah.
Side note. You know when we spoke about that dickhead selling cars outside here, and you said you were going to turn up with your axe today, would have been a perfect fucking opportunity.
Have you got your axe?
I have got both in the back of the car.
Have you really? Yeah.
And me throwing knives.
Have you?
Oh, pictures. So
we could all have a look at them in a bit.
We can't go on field.
We'll not get them target practice. But
I've,
me and
I've
you
got throw
some,
it.
I've got some mini double-headed axes as well.
Yeah,
but they need sharpening.
I ain't got a sharpening knife.
Get a tree stump up in garage.
We've got them in garden.
A tree stump.
Can't be throwing them around near windows though, can we?
Chop it, draw a target on it.
Yeah. We'll fucking get us on axe throwing thing in there.
Like Robin
Hood. Got a printer?
A paper printer?
Yeah.
Print
out a target.
Get a bit of wood.
Ash. Put a picture of fucking ash on it.
I've got some little stick on targets. Mm.
Can I have ash on one? Wobbly gob on other.
That's what we get all right. It's number two you're talking about.
I know, yeah. He promoted himself over there, didn't he?
Highly ranked.
Or did he?
General,
promoted himself to general, yeah.
General Goebbels.
I think he's something different every time he comes on, isn't
he? Last Monday, now, he will have gone and asserted his dominance, I think.
Yeah.
He will have done, yeah.
He's trying to do a coup, innit? Yeah. Council coup.
Mavis doesn't know, does she, though?
No, fuck Mavis.
She doesn't know what's coming.
She's trying to fuck her over.
It'd be like that one. Remember a few years ago?
You've got no authority.
Yeah. that one.
That were around corner from me, that.
What were her names?
Was it Am14?
Jackie.
Am44.
Jackie, weren't it?
Am4.
You're going to pull some ass
that cable, you.
Fatter's Brown.
Sure it were Am4.
Yeah, I think it were.
Around corner from me.
You've got no authority, Jackie. It was Jackie.
It were, yeah.
Probably bust him.
That were funny, that.
That's what happens in local councils, isn't it?
That's what's happening now in fucking West Riding.
What's happening in Poole, in Dorset.
Huh? Yeah.
Dorset.
No, we don't from fucking...
It's from down south, innit?
Is it? Yeah, I didn't understand this. Is he a southerner?
Yeah. It's from Dorset.
From Dorset originally.
Is he really?
The bastard.
You can hear it in his voice.
I thought we were just taking piss.
That's his accent.
Oh, I didn't know. From
the bastard.
If you listen, he's not stereotypical.
No, he's not. It's not Leeds, is he?
Nah, he tries to miss words out, that, but you can tell.
We've figured him out, haven't we?
Sussed it, yeah.
We fucking know your game, Wobbly.
Ah. I'm treat him.
Ah.
Yeah.
But we said it's like Jamie trying to take on John for governorship. I finished Yellowstone, by the way.
You told me.
You said last week.
Finish it. No, I didn't say last week.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Did
you
I?
Did, yeah.
You thought that I'd finished it.
Yeah, and then nobody else talked about it, so we just moved on.
I don't even know what Yellowstone is.
Did you tell me though last week? Because I got here a bit late, didn't I?
I might have told you last week.
Yeah, I told you last week.
Because we haven't watched it, so you wouldn't have told us.
Hey, can I just say, dedication, again, from Chappers, driving here again bounce. This week.
From miles away.
This is it.
This is it. It's not even that song, but I do it every time.
This is it. All the way from fucking Mac.
Yeah.
You couldn't count fiddle.
Yeah.
Come have a car. I love it over there, me.
Yeah, I love the car.
Better
love
on a
drive.
Better
on
a bike. Didn't you do car?
I love driving
your bike.
In a truck.
Motorbike, yeah.
Is that where you had your mishap?
No, Bamford. Ah. Bamford. You know
what? What did you do?
Castleton. Well, as I were telling you the other day, when you were saying that you were thinking about somewhere to have a nice photo with your lorry in the scenery, as I were very sensibly riding my motorbike down the lane, there's a humpback bridge at Castleton. You know, you turn left, Castleton.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going towards Castleton, and you turn left, and that goes Bamford up into Ilves. Then,
yeah, yeah.
So as I went that way, I was thinking, oh, there's that lay-by there. I'll be able to get some nice because it was dead sunny. And I went, I like that humpback bridge, so I might possibly have been accelerating a bit more than what I should have done. And as I opt over the bridge to get a bit of air, there was just a car in front of me that had stopped because it narrows down there, and there were a fucking double-decker bus coming down that little bit where it's so tight. But apparently that's where they go. And the Focus had stopped, so I fucking slammed anchors on, bike went down, I bounced off at back at Focus and rolled across the road, and when I looked up, that fucking double-decker bus were here next to me head, and it bent all my fucking handlebar in, picked me back up, went down a little thing, was a little bit other side of the road, a cutaway.
Did you walk home?
I was like this, my fucking arm hurt. And I've recently found out that that's where I broke my collarbone. You know, I spoke of a month about a massage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she said that you've broke your collarbone before. I'm like, I hurt it once when I fell off my motorbike. She went, no, you'll broke it then.
Did these people come and go, oh my God, are you all right?
No.
And then walk away going, that fucking idiot.
No.
Riding that he fucking stole it.
I think you were only going 20 mile an hour or something.
It went fast, yeah. Well, it's a tiny little humpback bridge. It weren't actually going fast.
You said you tried to pop some air.
Yeah,
I was not going to do that.
Yeah, 20 mile an hour. I was starting to go faster. I went doing 100.
And then you're seeing the
and then
bridge.
I got over the bridge. I'm like, shit. And then.
Oh, so you were going fast previous?
I was going faster than I should have been. But then,
any motorbike that crashes, it's their fault, isn't it?
Yeah.
So riding like an idiot.
Yeah, you know, when I had my bad crash, I was literally going 20 mile an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of bumps, but they've generally been my fault.
Not on your motorbike, though.
No, not
you
on your
motorbike.
I got one.
I used to have a motorbike.
I'm going to have one, though.
Should have one. I want one. Me and CJ are going to ride off into sunset.
I'm not allowed one.
And it's Harley's.
I am going to have one.
And with Chappers.
A clip up, what you want is that. And they called it popular.
Yeah, we do. We need CJ. One of them for when he mentions CJ. Yeah.
She's lovely.
She is, though.
Oh, there's no disagreeing, is there?
Yeah, she is lovely.
I want a fucking motorbike, though.
But it is.
I wondered where you were going there.
I'd really love a motorbike.
Yeah.
I fell off
my motorbike.
I did.
I did. When, you know, before you do your. Fucking get it out! Do your moped. Before you can drive your moped, you've got to do your CBT or.
Fell off. He failed his.
You don't fail your CBT.
You managed.
Is it CBT?
Isn't it just an attendance thing?
It's just an attendance thing. It were raining when I did it, and go down this road and turn around and come back. There was a fucking great way you turn around. I fucking slipped, it went under me. So I didn't fail it, I just fell off on my CBT.
Yeah. See, I never did that.
So you can't fail a CBT unless you fall off.
You can't.
But I didn't fail it.
Go and do one though.
Didn't fail it. You didn't do it. You didn't do a
no,
CBT.
I just bought a moped and
that's
just rang
it's
up.
Cracked on.
I had insurance. I rang up. Have you done a CBT? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is it. I don't think
you
it were.
I don't think you ever actually.
Yeah.
When I think about
this
it,
this is it. You see.
I don't think it were a registered.
But no, because you got a certificate, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because then I fell.
But
off.
You never sent that anywhere.
But I fell off my moped. Coming round the corner, there were a Range Rover in the middle of the road.
Cunts.
He was going to drive off, and luckily for him, CID was sat behind him, and an unmarked Vectra.
Sid?
Yeah, yeah. So they pulled him, give me a producer, because I didn't have nothing on me.
Yeah.
But they wanted to see me CBT. So I went into police station, given what I had. She said, you've not got a CBT here with you. We need a CBT. Oh, fuck, I don't know where it is. Oh. I bring it into my... So I'm going to Spain in the morning, 6 o'clock. I'll not be... Well, you'll have to come and produce it in court or something. And then I ended up getting away with it anyway.
No, I had to
reproduce, and they never said out about a CBT.
Just sweet talk to me, didn't you? You're very trustworthy, though.
Producers.
Just start saying stuff.
We're just all very chilled.
Just believe,
yeah.
Macclesfield.
Everyone in Macclesfield just don't give up with it.
We're not bothered, are we?
Don't get fuck.
No one gives fuck.
I don't get fuck.
Don't give fuck.
You don't get fuck.
Don't give fuck.
You don't. You should where you're from.
Why? Fuck me.
No.
Who's fucking picking on me all the time?
I've had many a producer with me. But I don't remember ever having to take a CBT with me. I got... What are you doing? I got stopped in Crowell. We rode from Kirkshandle to Crowell. I were cogging someone up back at a moped.
You know what? What's cogging?
What?
I bet Springy would know. What?
Sounds like something Springy does.
You don't know what cogging is?
Cogging. Is it like cottaging?
Like a backer?
A backer, well, yeah.
In a backer? Never heard of cogging.
Coggy?
Coggy.
Where's that? Where's that come from?
Yorkshire.
Yeah, but what's the... Don't know, does it?
It fucking does.
Don't know,
hey, if you're listening from
I'm from Yorkshire, mate.
You're not. You're Derbyshire.
No, I am now. I'm born and bred Yorkshire.
Fucking...
If you're from Yorkshire, call in now.
Yeah, cogging.
Yeah.
What did you call it when you had someone on back of your bike?
Back
of? No, I'm not asking yous now. I'm asking listeners.
Right. What are you saying, everybody?
Back
of. Hang on.
Okay. I heard cogging. Cogging.
I heard back
it's in. Fucking cogging.
Never heard Tim, that though,
is it? Oh, he's a coggy. He's a coggy.
No. Sounds like something like a.
It was only an Andy a backy round.
No, a backy is when you're bumming someone. Innit? Innit? No. Coggy. Talk amongst your son.
Here, Google it.
Here he is, look, proving us wrong again. He can't help himself,
well,
can
he? It didn't work out well with Sicily, did it?
It did, no. He just can't take no, can
How
he?
Are you spelling coggy? And...
Well, I don't think it were a proper word, was
Cottage.
It?
Cottage.
Coggy.
Never heard of it.
I can't get
it. Only thing I can get is you stand it. Is it when you've got like trick nuts on and they're on cogs?
Oh, when you've got stump pegs.
Yeah, so potentially.
Around here it would call coggying. A peggy.
Yeah, that were a peggy, ain't it? But that's something different.
Pegging. Around here we called it cogging, but the people call it croggy.
What's croggy?
I don't know.
Fucking, they're just making stuff up now.
What did you used to call knock-a-door scram?
Not that.
Knock-a-door run.
Knock-a-door run, yeah.
When just run.
Knock-a-door run, yeah.
Just knock scram. Run.
Isn't it?
Knock and run.
Knock-a-door scram. That's fucking eating.
But believe it or not, I weren't fastest kid about.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
This kid that we used to do it with were a lot faster than me.
You just used to leg him up.
Fuck off. And as soon as he fucked off, then I'd end up stop running. I'd be like, they catch me.
I remember.
Just leave me behind. I'm slowing you down.
I've just had the image of Homer Simpson chasing that little German boy with towel.
Oh, I've not seen it.
I am full of chocolate. Yeah, he's so fat.
I don't do Simpsons.
You don't watch cartoons.
You see, this is where you're missing it.
This is it, you see.
He is missing it. He's missing this all sorts is of stuff. It. You're missing out future predictions.
That's not real, that.
What?
Whenever any of them come out, they're not actually... They weren't actually shown like that on The Simpsons, apparently.
You won't know, you haven't seen it.
Well, hence, apparently.
Apparently.
Apparently. I ain't seen Simpsons for years.
Because it's shit.
I've not watched it in a while.
We have it on most nights.
It's easy background. Likes it.
It's easy background.
Yeah.
Fuck, I just listen to country music.
Yeah. I found something out about Big Bang Theory the other day, which were one of my favourites.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
Say apparently.
You know, Young Sheldon. Obviously, they're like...
the kid.
That's his nephew.
No. Well, the mum in Young Sheldon
is
the daughter of the mum in Big Bang Theory, real life. So they both play Sheldon's mum in two different times. I didn't know that.
No one cares. Is Big Bang Theory... Big Bang Theory is an actual person version of a cartoon?
No.
No. Yeah, you've seen that finger Dexter, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's not that.
No, this is it, you see.
This is it.
It's not the way that isn't it. Isn't it?
But I love Big Bang Theory.
It does look incredibly like that, though, doesn't it?
It is, apparently.
No, they set that up. They set that picture up.
Dexter's lab with him and his sister, just Dee Dee.
Yeah, yeah. But there is the cartoon picture of...
Kid with glasses on.
Yeah, it's been set up to look like that.
That's what happens with Simpsons.
He was quite an angry child, wasn't he?
Dexter, yeah. He had to deal with his fucking annoying sister all the time. And she wrecked all his shit. Yeah.
Stewie Griffin.
Yeah.
Matt's just blank there.
It's another one.
I know Family Guy. I don't know what shit he was. I know the Peoples.
Stewie's fucking hilarious.
See, there's been many things over the
cartoon
years.
Cartoon shutdown.
Where I know that he'll like it.
I've tried.
There's like different shows. Like something what did I get you on? Like Cougar Town and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's real
and,
people.
And New Girl.
New Girl,
like
yeah.
Real people.
Because he's like, oh, it's American. I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah.
But then I got him onto a few things. But then there's other stuff like Scrubs and that. I'm like,
nah.
If you watch Scrubs, you'd fucking love it. It's right funny. Because like JD and Turk
yeah.
is like us, apart from he's not black.
But I don't see
Cole. No, I'm not black. Because he'd be JD. Did you just have you watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's more JD. Isn't
he? What did we say to him over there? That we're fucking
I could see that. Yeah, as soon as you said it, yeah. I thought, I'm seeing the
eagle.
I don't see it.
We were on about some other week, though, weren't we? We were like, you'd fucking like it. And he just refuses to
tried
watch it.
With
I can't remember
it's what it does. It's
no. Did you watch The Boys?
Smacking yeah. your head against
watch
the
that one.
Yeah, I kind of got into that. But I tried with this fucking Big Mouth that you all watch.
Have you seen Preacher
Big
as well?
Mouth. Big
funny.
Mouth, yeah. That is really funny.
No,
Preacher.
I'm not seen Preacher.
No, no. I think I started
The
it.
Boys.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen that.
It's good, that.
I watched the spin-off of Boys, the thingy one.
Girls.
Gen yeah, X. I watched that. Although, fuck me off, right? And if I don't know, if I don't know, end of Gen X, we're going to finish how it ended. I wouldn't have fucking started it.
Why?
Because it's left it on a right fucking anger, hasn't it?
That's what they do, though.
Yeah, but it's
one
yeah,
I know that.
Pisses me off.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait till there's a few series out, like with Reacher.
But for Gen Y?
I only started that like a bit ago. I finished it now, like, but.
Yeah.
I started it a bit
but
ago.
But you blasted all two in a week.
In like a week and a bit, yeah.
Reacher, the series, is a lot better than the films, isn't it?
Very
not yeah. watch
Tom Cruise.
Tommy Sir.
Tom Cruise.
If you've watched if you've read out to do with book,
no,
the guy from Reacher,
remember who
the series
to?
Is actually what he should look like. Like they had fucking the cast yeah. Tom Cruise of him in movie. You're like, why is this fucking 4 foot tall?
Little midget, yeah.
He's like described, isn't he? Like 6'5".
Yeah, fucking yeah.
Built like a brick shit.
Which lift? Yeah, like 4'6".
It's like, oh, there's a Reacher film coming out with Tom Cruise.
Well, I hope he's like his support or something.
I mean,
yeah.
Hold his head like that, wouldn't you? While he's swinging, like. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna get on with Last Kingdom.
Yeah,
because at the minute I've got fuck all to watch. I've finished everything up to now.
Well, that's better than anything you'll watch at the minute.
What is it like in comparison to the Vikings?
Just as good, if not
on par. Better. You reckon better?
I reckon.
Have you watched all Vikings?
I've watched all. Yeah, fucking loved all Vikings.
I can't be arsed.
Ragnar.
Last Kingdom.
Yeah.
Who?
Ragnar.
There's a Ragnar in.
Is there?
Yeah.
Thor.
I didn't like how he finished Ragnar.
Uber
what do you mean, Ari? But Ari will kill that.
Way off, do
you reckon?
He went a bit mad, didn't he?
Yeah, it's like his character curve kind of ruined him a bit.
But I loved fucking Bjorn Ironside, though.
Yeah.
Very good.
Psycho, innit?
Yeah, very good.
Did any of you watch Love Island?
Out of what,
No? Nah, fuck that off this year.
Carry on, then.
Yeah.
Love Island news. We have now officially re-signed Tom Clare at Huddersfield FC.
I knew we were coming back.
Photo with shirt and everything.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
First team.
Yeah.
Mac first team.
He's a Barnsley, he is.
I know he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Barnsley.
I watched Love Island when he were in it.
It's a dingle.
You
I think
Love
that
Island.
Was the last series that I watched, yeah.
He's just been in a game. Carry on talking about your spaceships and shit.
Spaceships and shit.
I don't know
Vikings,
what you're talking about.
In it.
Yeah. Schmeichens. Fucking Schmeichens.
Yeah, Last Kingdom.
Yeah, I've got that to watch. And I've got House of Dragons I'm going to watch as well.
Yellowstone.
Have you watched House of Dragons?
No, you want to watch Yellowstone then.
But you watched Game of Thrones though, didn't you?
Yeah. I never finished Game of Thrones.
Did you not?
No.
I mean, I just soft
ended
it.
Because, well, I've listened to books and you could see where it started just going right off.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
the books go.
Yeah.
They rushed it through, didn't they? And fucked it up.
I thought, nah, I'm not even bothering, so.
No.
Yeah. House of Dragons can fuck off as well.
Yeah,
see, right, I've heard House of Dragons is better.
Yeah.
So I am going to watch that.
Not before Last Kingdom, though.
No, Last Kingdom I'm going to watch. What's it on that?
I didn't lead you astray with Valhalla, did I?
No, you didn't.
Don't forget Yellowstone.
This is the thing.
100% trust you. Put your hands in your life. Yellowstone, I have said to Lisa I want to watch that as well. So I like that. That's three series I've got to get through now.
Well,
plenty of viewing.
Predecessors.
Last Kingdom. I've listened to all them books as well. There's like five seasons. And then season, what would be 6 and 7, is just a film.
See, I've got no time to listen to anything now.
Well, I haven't anymore.
With fucking
it's not
CB.
Like you're in a job where you're driving around all day.
No, but with CB.
You can't use your CB while you're driving
I can
around.
Listen to it.
What, you
can listen
just
to it all day
around
long.
Listen,
yeah, just I'm just in.
It's just in.
Just listening in.
Yeah, if you're not touching it.
All day long.
You can legally do that.
Yeah, just listen to it all day long.
You can legally use fall asleep the CB.
Oh, yeah, we won't be able to touch a device.
Because of company policies. Some people won't be allowed to, but from a legal standpoint, it is legal.
Yeah. So, but since that,
that's why I waved
fucking nothing.
Police officers.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Nothing.
Loophole. Bastard.
Bastard.
Oh, that's a sound effect we should have had on him,
isn't it? But I don't listen to anything like other than our pod. And even then, that's generally because I forgot what we've talked about. So I'll go and listen to it because then we'll talk about it on CV, don't we? So
listen to it and then you listen to it, other people listen to it, and then you bitch about it.
Yeah,
we all talk over each other.
We did talk over each other a lot over episodes. It wasn't just me.
You're doing it now.
Absolute gobshite.
I don't think it matters though.
It's a conversation.
It's more
isn't
it? Natural. As
it just felt a lot on that one, and it wasn't just me. You fuck pig.
I beg your pardon. Who are you calling a pig?
I found it hard when I did quiz.
Yeah.
Over there. And I was like waiting for press CD.
You were trying to press button.
He's speaking.
It's hard.
I was like, oh no, shit, I'm on phone.
You
now.
Had a normal phone call. Yeah. Don't need to worry.
Yeah, there's that. And then you listen to it to try and pick out of days gone by.
Yeah.
When we had glitches on audio.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it skips at 20. Well, can't do it about it now.
No, but it helps us to like keep an eye on us. I don't know.
What?
Like, if we know if it's glitching a couple of times. Then we can go, right, there's something up here. We need to look into that.
We
sort of just review his thing, don't we?
I didn't know what it were.
I knew what it was.
We figured it was a laptop, didn't we?
Yeah.
Served as well, though. Can't slag that laptop off.
No. Well, laptop's a billion years old, and I bought a laptop for the purpose of doing it, but it just did not like the USB port.
Did you not take it back?
No, I just used it for what I was using it. But I'm going to get a MacBook. I'm going to buy myself either a new MacBook Air that's come out. M3 in it or an iPad Pro because you can get that new MacBook. It's like £1,300 though, but it's like got the with a £300 extra is the final Edit Pro, Final Cut Pro, Cut Pro, Final whatever. But that's like the thing, you know, when we're doing videos.
You know, oh yeah,
we're keeping you up.
Just get an iPad and get CapCut.
But no, because this is what that's
needs
what
to be professional, doesn't it?
CapCut is.
Yeah, but everybody uses this Final Cut Pro. Yeah.
Can you go back in and like, edit things into this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just put a warning for Springy before.
Before you make
£1,300
about finances and
shit
about
on that, an iPad. Yeah.
That much money.
How do you mark stuff on it then?
Don't want him for crashes.
Oh, we don't know yet.
You won't put a mark on it.
But there would be a flag surely to go. But we'll just go. For the purpose of your sanity, Springy, please turn down now.
Turn off proper, the bro.
Yeah.
I used to do voiceover shit.
1940s
when you were a model.
Don't talk about that. When we were in a music video.
Yeah.
We don't talk about our fame previous video.
All these things.
Don't talk about how we used to be in a fucking big time drum and bass video.
Yeah. And when we were in Norm, saving the world.
Don't talk about that.
Chocolate. Did you not say chocolate like Forrest Gump after us?
I didn't know you were saying chocolate then.
No.
I've got a...
Should we talk about Dice's recovery theory?
Yeah.
Am I not allowed to talk?
Yeah. What
I just had a joke.
Oh, go on then.
I get sent a joke every week by Mr. Brian Lockwood.
Lord fucking Byron.
Brandon.
Yeah. this week's joke. How do you make a duck into a soul singer?
I don't know.
Pass.
Pop it in the microwave until it's Bill Withers.
Fuck. Oh,
oh, press run.
I don't like cricket. Chappers like it.
Our Lady in Bed creasing up.
Somebody,
last night.
You don't know who Bill Withers is, though.
I do. Our Lady.
Come on, you were laid in bed.
If you know who he is.
I was flicking through all memes on Discord yesterday. You know, at Springy puts like fucking 20 on in one go. Flicking through them yesterday, and there were a picture of a man and a woman in bed, cartoon style. Like, and man says, "What would you want? What? Tell me what you'd want to do to me body." And woman's laid there and just goes, "Identify it." I was fucking crying.
It's bit harsh.
Absolutely crying, laughing at it.
It's like Laura's response, isn't
it? Yeah. Oh, tell me what you want to do to me, buddy.
I don't get that.
I want to identify it.
As in death.
As in he's dead.
Right, Matt.
Bless him.
Yeah, I was creased up laughing at that one.
We're going to some murder trial thing in Leeds tonight.
I was saying that. Yeah. We were supposed to be doing something like that.
We're going up to it.
What, like you and Laura?
What,
on your own?
Yeah, just me and her.
What, like a date?
It's like first time in 24 years.
Really?
Yeah. Like Leeds City Hall or something
Date.
So you have to decide.
Just somebody you hang about with.
You have to listen to all evidence and decide who's
like
guilty.
A courtroom thing.
We looked at doing that.
What, like jury duty?
Yeah, kind of. But pretend.
Yeah, but pretend. Yeah.
Like practicing for when you get it real.
Kind of.
But
pretend.
Yeah.
Apparently so, yeah. I've agreed to it just so I can do something with her. That isn't looking after kids.
When you're on your way back, ask her what she wants to do with your body.
He'll probably be giving her ideas how to get away with you.
Yeah.
I've seen Yellowstone and I know how to get rid of her. Apparently just go to a train station.
Yeah. I've not heard of this Yellowstone.
It's good, you should watch it.
Train station and they just disappear, don't they?
Just disappear down train station.
Yeah.
So don't go to that train station.
My muff's moved.
Excuse me?
All right.
ASMR in.
Yeah, my muff moved.
Muffing live on
it. Touching it,
I don't know. I think when I moved up like that, it pulled it off a little bit.
Stop it!
Stop masturbating. You
pulled my muff off.
You're trying to pop your prawn.
I'll pull your muff off.
I used to call it popping your prawn. You know, I used to call it popping your prawn at school.
King prawn.
Yeah. Oh, like when you're having a wank?
Yeah.
You used to call it popping your prawn?
Yeah.
Why?
It's your dick look like
when
a prawn.
When you fold
it all curled round.
No, that's like when it's just like what you used to say when you popped end out.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a full sleeve that goes over it all the time.
I don't get relation to a prawn.
No.
It's not actually like a prawn. I just called it popping the prawn.
You'd be popping your shrimp, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, was it just you
stroking his plankton?
Huh? Was it just you being humble and
I just think it sounded funny. Just, you know when you pop your prawn and then it stays that way?
Yeah, because you wouldn't say...
Like when you're fingering some bird and then you get a lob on in your jeans... Then you pop your prawn because of the excitement, but then it finishes. So then your prawn stays popped, and then it like rubs against your zip and stuff, and it's like, ah, fuck, my prawn's still popped. And you have to like.
Isn't
pop it
a funny feeling
in.
When you're like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm with you now.
Feel it pop back in.
Get it back in its sleeve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've still got my sleeve.
Just like, yeah.
Have you got your sleeve?
Yeah.
You just have to hold Uddy and then pull your bum back.
On role models when she like pushes it out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pushes it back in.
Pop.
Hey, watch this.
Because
what's that look like?
Popping your baseball bat don't sound as good as popping your prawn.
Yeah, popping your prawn.
Pop your prawn.
Bit of alliteration.
And popping your baseball bat don't work, does it?
No.
Popping a bat.
Because bat.
I was flicking through I was looking in Porn WhatsApp other day.
Oh, WhatsApp.
How did you
at
do
media,
it?
And I was like, I was trying to find something from fucking ages ago. I flicked through and I went, oh, Lisa, look at that. And it's you with your knob out.
Right.
Could you not have just said batter up for that sort
She slid out of bed.
Batter up.
Did she?
She fucking slid out of bed. I was like, what are you doing down there?
I tell you, I did.
She's like, I don't know what happened.
I did that other day, going through Discord trying to find something. And you went, all pictures just flashing past you all that.
Epileptic.
I nearly had a seizure. Yeah. made me actually feel like nauseous, like just with everything just
there's
flying.
So
past.
Many photos.
It just, weren't that. You think it was just the screen, because the screen's moving that fast past you.
Right.
So your eyes are trying to focus, aren't they? And it just
went dizzy.
Feel sick.
But went dizzy and fucking fell off at
we've
bed.
We spoke
like,
about this, haven't we?
I
can't even go on teacups.
Same.
Mate.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. Oh, that spins.
Anything.
I'm no good with repetitive spinning.
I won't be able to go on like a roundabout on a park.
I can't.
Couldn't do it. Oh, that spins round.
What about that?
You know them little dishes? Like a little bowl in it that spins right fast.
Oh, yeah.
On parks, now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nah, I'd fucking... If anybody tried putting me in that, I think
you
want to
get
them.
On this thing here. You stand up an old pole in the middle and it spins and does not
do
fucking
it.
Stop.
Centrifugal.
It's fucking horrible.
Damn.
I've got stuck on the cunt, mate.
Help!
6 hours. Kerry
well, apparently, it's like some sort of motion sickness because with the job, you're so used to just going in a straight line.
Happen it is.
When everything starts flashing past you. Yeah.
My first week of driving, like ever, when I first passed my test, not long after, I had a week off with a migraine, first ever migraine I'd ever had.
Yeah.
And I reckon that were like concentration and everything flashing past and
I reckon all that sort of stuff. Been an absolute anxiety overload.
Could have been.
Yeah, could I reckon it was.
Maybe these were all doing something we aren't, and I just like got med FOMO.
I didn't know
just
you
were migraine. Like, not you, you then.
You're nervous, aren't you, sir?
You were too busy crashing your cement truck.
Yeah, don't you fucking look at me.
That was 2009.
Like concrete all out the road.
Oh, no, that was... it might have been around... No, 2010.
Is that when you started?
Two, yeah.
Right, come at me when you've got another few years under your belt then, mate.
Done more.
2003, man.
Done more miles in reverse.
I was still at school.
Yeah.
If
I were. 2004, I finished.
3 years, what?
2004, I finished school.
Really?
I don't know what you're asking me for.
Yeah, 2004.
I thought you'd know.
What, you finished school in 2004?
Yeah.
He's
same
child.
As you, weren't
it?
2002. You're 2003,
mate. Oh, you were a year above.
2004.
Because of your birthday.
I went
rough then. When's yours? Isn't it nice. Your birthday, mate?
I went rough.
Mine's November, you see, so I'd have just been on next year.
1999, mate.
I assume it rough. I'd say I went rough at that point.
I left school in 1999.
I can't believe
you've
that much.
Last century.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was still like...
I've seen the thing that, you know, on Back to the Future.
No!
No.
Where he goes back to the 50s.
I've only watched it all
obviously
once.
Obviously, the same time difference now. If we went back, it's like 1993.
Well, that's upsetting,
94,
isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's
upsetting.
Depressing, isn't
it?
Yeah.
It's like when people said 20 years ago and you think it's 80s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went black and white tellies.
Yeah.
No. Like after millennium.
It is upsetting, isn't it?
Millennium.
It's horrible, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Yeah.
We're getting old, aren't we, boys?
We're so old. We're talking to a Seb's footy thing last night. Talking to a mum who were in year above. She was in Browner's year. She knows Dan Brown. And because it's our old school, like on these 3G pictures that they've made outside. So we're talking about how it's changed and what we used to do and what places you used to go and all that kind of stuff. And when we first got phones and having to register fucking SMS messages.
Oh,
when you explain these things to Mila and she's like she just, her head can't comprehend it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever see like, you know, when you got Facebook memories?
Yeah.
It's from like when you first got Facebook in like, what was it?
Status.
Like 2000
2006.
Or something like
when everybody's talking it third person.
But we're all still in text. Because you were that used to try and get your text into one message.
Yeah.
So everything on Facebook's all like spelt the same.
There's no vowels in it, is there? Text like TX, TXT.
Did you ever hear that thing from what he did about his dad? What Steve did?
What?
I can't remember it now.
He got a new phone and his obviously his space had moved from a full stop had moved into his space thing.
Oh, right,
so when he was writing a message out,
full
just
stop
like,
after
word,
everyone.
Word, full stop. So I'll wait for it. He's like, Dad, you need to find your space button.
It still does stuff with commas.
Does it? Mm. What, comma in full stops?
Yeah.
But
there's a comma after every word. Yeah.
I always wonder, because you do see them on Facebook now and again, don't you, browsing through?
Yeah.
And it'll be like a ramp, but it's a comma after every word. Like.
Yeah.
Who's written this? It
poor
must be
old
some
folk.
Actual, like, real serial killer.
Some
proper
old person. And we're trying, because we've talked about on CB about pagers, didn't we?
We were talking about
how pagers worked.
Yeah,
and we used
to
have a pager.
When we were telling
I never had one.
Labs, obviously, a fucking 12-year-old kid. We were talking, trying to explain. It was like, what the fuck's a pager?
I know, he couldn't get his head round, like, the reasoning behind it.
About before the millennium, didn't we?
Yeah.
But my pager I had never came up with letters on it or out. It was just numbers.
It just so, was a number to phone.
Yeah. Or like it had come up with like loads of fours,
yeah,
which we'd spoke
number,
previously.
Yeah.
Oh, the number that had rang it, yeah. We'd spoke previously that a four means ring mum or
dad. Yeah. We had a secret code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say though,
but you even if it were number that flashed up,
yeah,
it
never did that.
Oh, my mum's ringing.
Just
from
said
house,
boobies
because you'd know the house.
Yeah.
You'd know your mate's mobile number, wouldn't you?
And so you'd have to go to a phone box and then phone them up, reverse a call because you had no money.
It made me laugh when people would just shout out at the door. It's like Josh, T, and then somebody else four streets down would be like Josh, your mum's shouting.
Yeah.
And then that message would just get passed on until I go.
Wow! Chinese whispers. John's walking around looking for his tea.
Yeah.
John walks in the house.
Where's my tea, mum?
Yeah.
Well, we used to have it because we had Richard and Matt lived Art Road.
I thought that then.
And their mum, Janice, was like known for a massive gob. And at Endet Street, there's a field that we used to play football on. And genuinely, that's a good 300 metres away. When their tea were ready, she'd come out and just scream it out at back kitchen door. Yeah. And everyone would be like, all right, they're going.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody on estate knew everybody. So you'd be walking down the street and you'd be like, have you seen Josh? Oh, yeah, I think he were on green about 10 minutes ago. And then you'd keep walking.
It's mad, isn't it? You think now, like,
how old were you when you're on
you
green?
You get up on a Saturday morning, think, right, I'll go round whoever's house, go and see if they're coming out.
Yeah, call for them.
Yeah,
and you'd have to go and knock on, and then, oh, no, they've gone out. They're at Tingley's house. And you're like, fuck, right, where are they likely to be?
Yeah.
But, like, now, you just...
Yeah, it's just a message. See, like, Jess now...
But then if you can't get hold of someone, it's fucking infuriating.
Yeah. But, like, Jess now, you'd be like, what are you doing today? Oh, I think we're going to go Meadowhall. And then you'd be like, half two in the afternoon and Jess is still upstairs and you're like, I thought you said you were going to Meadowhall. Yeah, I'm going in about 20 minutes. It's like, if I were going to Meadowhall with my mates when I were her age, I would gone in the morning.
I
wouldn't be home till like fucking tea time.
Their hair, aren't they?
Like 4 o'clock in the afternoon she'll go out and then moan when I'm telling her she's got to be in at 9:30.
Yeah, but house were boring when you were a kid, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose.
Now you've got everything, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got
your Netflix, you've got your eyes pads.
I said something to Mila because she's got a mate down the street and I'm like, why didn't you go and call for him? She's like, what?
Yeah.
I'll go call for him and see what they're doing. And
what did you say?
Either go in their house and or come around here, get him and go out. Just go to the shop, come around here. She's like, why would you do that?
I took my Jess yesterday to Sheffield Arena to watch James Arthur. She was panicking because she'd not took her AirPods with her. What do you need your AirPods for? You're going to watch a live fucking music show? Well, I don't know. I just... What if when we come out, we want to have his AirPods in? Because just fucking talk to each other.
Because somebody might see her and be like,
I once had a full bust up with Jess when she got in car once and her phone had gone flat. Her phone had gone flat and I didn't have charger in car.
Your fault.
She fucking lost it and I blew me top at her. I was like, if that's how you're going to be when you ain't got your phone, I'll take it off you because you're clearly obsessed with it.
Yeah.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. It was unbelievable. And I said to Lisa, I was like, I don't understand what's just happened.
Yeah.
Like, why have we had a massive bust up about that?
Kids.
It's like, if my phone goes flat, it's like, oh, phone's flat.
Yeah, but we remember not having one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is hard for them. I get that. I think it's probably a weird, different world, isn't it?
Brought up that this thing is life.
Yeah.
Whereas we weren't like that, was we?
And they're not like same with toy. Like Seb, don't really play with toys like it does. It's either football or fucking a screen.
There's
no like in between. I was saying like because we just sold my mum's house, so when we were cleaning loft out, that's where I used to be, and I'm like I had a Lego town looking because there were a desk in the corner. I built it up. So then, like, the Lego went up onto the desk and then there were an extra bit of city on top of it. And they had all roads coming around here and they had all these houses with little cars that I used my Matchbox cars.
Yeah.
And I'd drive them in and out at Lego houses and all this stuff. And I had a mattress up here and I'd just fucking spend the full weekend and my mum would shout me. I'd swing out at fucking loft, go and have my tea, sprint back up and just do that. But then, like, whilst you're playing this or say you played on Mega Drive or something and you were playing a game, if you heard people outside playing football or on bikes or something, you'd just turn the computer off, wouldn't you? You'd go out, you'd just stop what you're doing to go and play.
Like, I've always had PlayStations and stuff, but it were only ever for when it was like torrential rain.
No tells to
do. If it were raining, you'd just go and sit on parking, like in climbing frame or something under a little
platform.
But if it were torrential, you'd maybe go on PlayStation till it died off.
Can sort of come in house.
We had proper youth clubs as well, didn't we?
You don't get
a proper decent youth club now, do you?
No.
They're probably scared to fucking get up. Yeah. Yeah, get up in one place.
Steal shit.
Mm. Although that's quite good. Like last night said with the keeper thing and these pictures that they've built outside of Maltby School. You've got all fucking little chavs and little shits that are lined up like waiting to come on after this is finished. And I'm like, it's good because they're all here to do this and to play around and have a game of football. So we wouldn't have done this. We have like four or five of us on a field and do one man Wembley and shit. But these are all coming here, paying the couple of quid to, you know what, just to fucking go on this proper pitch and play. And
we used to like climb over the fence at posh private school down the road and use their AstroTurf. We did.
Yeah.
Carry on there.
What did you do to play football when you were little? No.
Did actually used to play. Used to play for Kirksandel team.
Did you?
Yeah.
Team?
Football team. Sunday cheerleaders. League. Sunday league football.
Mascot.
Oh, fuck off.
Cheerleader. Dress up as a crocodile.
No, they used to bring me on to chop Kirksandel,
they're our team.
Chop them.
I used to chop them, didn't I? I used to fucking attack.
You used to get them and then score goals.
Never used to kick balls.
Just like lay on them on the floor. Well, I'm trying to get up, I'm trying.
used to just do all the sports, didn't you, mate?
I slipped.
Fucking grinding on them.
Slipped and fell inside you.
I'm trying to get up. Oh, my tails fell out.
Oh, not again.
You slipped
every
in.
Week, Matt.
Oh, dear.
See, we're different when we were little, weren't it? I used to love being outside.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Unless it were like peak of summer, and then I'm like, it's too hot.
Peak of summer.
Get me in house.
We're a bit too far along, aren't we now?
See, that's my track and field finger position.
Yeah, I did figure it. I was doing it. I was following along, and I was like, what's he on about?
Yeah.
And then I realised.
Even use those ones. But then because you get friction burns from your buttons, you still have to swap your fingers.
What did I can't remember what I used to do.
You know, he's track. What were your track and field technique?
Hold it. With I didn't play it. Button under that thumb.
I don't think I played it.
Get over hand and sort of just like bash him.
Yeah,
like
that were a good technique
but
as well.
Well, it's on like Mega Drive.
Yeah. Sort of flick the control in your hand.
It were on everything. International track and field.
Just download it.
We'll just button bash.
Get
it on your phone.
Get
it on your phone. Have a. You can't do this technique with that because it'll be touch.
Yeah.
Won't work.
Go see it.
Tell you what,
get yourself a Mega Drive. Get yourself an Xbox 360. No.
No, you're right.
Get an Xbox 360 from fucking Liam's charity shop for fiver.
Be original Xbox now, wouldn't it?
If it's just one button that you tap on your screen like that.
You make your ass numb these chairs, don't they?
Yeah.
Go on,
yeah, right, man.
Just died it.
Don't mind. Innit?
Go on.
No, I forgot.
Prick.
What talking?
Sorry.
No, I forgot now.
You bastard.
Bastard. Innit? How busy is your week looking?
I don't know.
I don't know until fucking 10 minutes before I start.
I usually get a text message about 8 p.m. Sunday night.
Yeah. I don't know what mine's going to be like. I'm off Monday.
But it doesn't really matter for me because I'm quite local, so.
Yeah.
No, I don't really need to like plan it out, do I? So.
Do you want to tell us what Dice's little initiative to spread out to the masses is?
He wanted us to discuss the slowdown and move over.
Yeah.
When you see recovery.
No, I do this.
At the side of the road.
I do this.
You do do?
I do this.
I don't.
I tend not to slow,
but I move over.
I think there's a few that do.
See, I'll slow if I can't move over.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Just if you can't get over, just slow down a bit.
I do tend to hug line more, centre line,
shift
to like move
bit.
Away from them, especially if they're working on motorway side.
Yeah.
It's not passenger side, not
fingers
so much,
though. Like I spend a lot of time in lay-bys overnight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously get out in the morning, do your checks. You have a truck comes flying past you while you try and walk upside at wagon.
Or isn't
it's
it?
Fucking
it's
2 inch fucking
away.
Great.
I think every single time, like if I walk in front of truck to look round, I sort of think if something hits this, I'm fucking gonna.
Yeah.
But it's like that. We all know it's shit.
Yeah.
So
it's just
if you see some guy that's trying to help out and get someone else going or off the road or whatever.
I think this is part of the bit that we want to push out more is truckers just fucking being better guys, being better people.
It's just like, thinking about.
Just being nicer initiating that fucking thing. Don't be a dick about stuff unnecessarily. Well, if you see somebody outside the road, you as a truck driver know yourself how fucking sketchy it is when a truck driver fucking hurtles past you.
Yeah.
Just move.
The thing is,
bit,
as well,
like,
we all have blowouts, flats, breakdowns.
Yeah,
we're all there outside the road watching these lads and ladies doing the recovery and tyres and stuff, aren't we?
Yeah, stop thinking. Fuck it. Fuck them.
And
stop
they're there. To help us get going again.
Yeah, same with revert problem reversing and all this kind of stuff. They're fucking holding people out in middle lane. All this kind of shit that people just go, fuck it, fuck them. That yeah, kind yeah. of stop doing yeah. that. But everybody, because I know everybody is capable of doing it, and everybody has that day when they're in a bad mood. Like, oh, fuck them, they've just done that. Yeah. Don't. You need to just be the bigger man and just fucking turn your crews off, let them go in, just slow down, just whatever. You know, like say you let somebody, you move into middle lane, you're letting somebody on, then they match your speed and then you're just fucking stuck there then. And you think, oh, why have you fucking accelerated to this speed? Surely you know that now we're matched, you yeah. knock it off and let me in and then come round me. Just yeah. do it. Just do that. Yeah. Stop being a dick about stuff.
I tend to just set my crews at 50 while they plough on,
yeah.
flash them in. If I am quicker, then I'll overtake.
Because it makes no difference to your life whatsoever, does it? It's just the sake of being arseholes.
It is, really.
And we have all been guilty of it.
I think it's that and just people not sort of thinking what they're doing.
Yeah.
And what this guy next to you is doing. Or, you know, not really considering other road users.
Because, I mean, there has been times when you pull out and then you're like, keep going, and then you look in the wing mirror after like a fucking minute and you're like, oh shit, that cunt's still there, and you turn yours off. I mean, they could turn theirs off and get it back, but they've moved over for you, so just be nice. This is what the thing is, just be nice.
This is it. If someone's let you in,
just be nice.
What I think,
just be nice.
If you see them orange flashing lights on the hard shoulder,
Slow down, move over.
Yeah, get out of the way. Give him fucking space.
Yeah, I've done that a long time. Yeah, and I think it's not like it takes some effort, is it?
No.
There's so just many that don't, though, isn't it?
Straight over. Let
everyone get home safely, isn't it?
Point, isn't it?
Everyone home safely. That's what it's all about,
this
boys.
This is it, isn't it?
This is it.
This is it.
This is it.
That is it.
This is it.
This is it.
She said she was 12.
She never.
It's not relevant.
No. Like a...
Go on.
It's
like a what?
It's a moo point, isn't it? Like a cow's opinion.
Moo. Cow's opinion.
What?
It's a moo point. It's like a cow's opinion.
Just don't matter.
Don't matter.
I don't know. Do you know what the proper saying is?
No.
Right. No. It's mute, isn't it?
It's moo.
The proper saying is,
I don't even know what you're fucking talking about.
Right. The proper saying is a mute point.
Mute.
People say mute, don't they? But it's mute.
It says mute.
Americans.
People.
What for, though?
They say, oh, that's a mute point.
It don't matter. Like, your point that you're making
the point
matter.
Is
irrelevant.
It's completely irrelevant.
Right.
But then Joey on Friends thinks it's a moo point.
I've not seen Friends.
Well, now, this is why we're explaining
I'd have known if I'd have been that shit and seen Friends.
Moo point. But you don't know the original saying.
No.
So you wouldn't
have it. Fucking hell. Uncultured. Cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Uncultured swine.
Bastard.
What a bastard.
Bastard.
But that's what it does. It's like a cow's opinion.
We've got a Patreon list.
Bastard.
What now?
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what we can
Now's
do.
As good a time as any.
Before we get on to the Patreon list.
Are we holding you up, Josh?
Yeah.
Why don't you join us, Patreon?
Terrible.
Why don't you join us, Patreon? We've got a Patreon here.
Yeah.
It's good. Is it good?
A Patreon now.
On that
co-worker.
Though, do I still have to pay?
Yes. You pay and then we pay you back.
It's not too bad because...
Anonymous as crisps.
Well, and them crisps aren't cheap, are they?
Oh, they're not. They're well, costing somebody
I'm
somewhere.
Worth, really.
Fucking hell. No, join us Patreon. It's good. And you get on his Discord, which is filth.
Discord's where it's at,
but
isn't it?
It's take it or leave it Discord. There's bits you can watch, look at. You don't have to look at it all. It's good, isn't it?
That one over there with Grim, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you get put into his monthly draw.
But that again, slow down, move over.
I don't think he would.
I didn't think that was his intention, was it?
I know that.
What else do you get with Discord? Discount in a shop, which leads us onto a store, merch store. Get on his merch store and get some.
There's so many of us wearing the good gear today.
I realise mine's bigger than anyone else's.
That's a lovely colour you've got as well.
What the...
Mine went first one, weren't it?
I don't even get uniform.
Well,
you have to pay.
I'm here repping something else.
I'm paying for Patreon.
It's not free.
Well, this is it, isn't it?
Right.
Don't come for free.
Don't grow on trees.
I've been looking for black bedding.
Black bedding girls, they make
in a shop. I asked Bert, I'm like, why do you never have any black bedding?
Whoa, like, black bedding.
Is it because of jizz stains?
People don't really have black bedding, do
they? Jizz and slaver.
No, I've not really thought about
mine's
it.
All black.
I bet vampires do.
Black sheet. Black colour.
Is there any on Amazon? Colours.
Goth.
Silky.
No, no.
Is there any on Amazon?
I'd slide right out.
Probably, but I just I'm not looking for you.
I'll have a look.
I'm just looking shops when I'm there.
Can we all sing my song?
What is it?
Oh, black bedding.
Bam and lamb. Black bedding.
Black bedding. Black makes bedding. Sense.
Whoa, black bedding. Bam a lamb. Whoa, black join bedding. Join in. Bam a lamb. I'm in them and them.
Bedding gone wild.
Bam a lamb.
Yeah. Black bedding in your truck.
Bam a lamb. Whoa, black bedding.
Bam a lamb.
Whoa, black bedding.
It probably is because you can see all the jizz and slaver in it.
No. Excuse me?
That's why not many people
sell black bedding. Black bedding.
That's why not many people sell it.
Well, I'm not jizzing all over my bed, am I?
No, he's doing it inside.
I sleep in full pajamas.
No.
Bam, bam.
I mean, I've not just got jizz leaking out of me, just going all over the bed.
Well, you're clearly too old, aren't you?
You've got to actively produce the jizz.
Clearly too old. Well,
it depends if you're sneezing or not.
That's it.
Yeah.
Black bedding, bam, alarm.
We have some very strange would you rathers. Yeah, would you rather cough juice or get sneeze
some,
poo?
We do get some good stuff on... what? I thought that was that then. Discord, yeah. If you want to get on Discord, you've got to get on Patreon.
What was it?
To get on Patreon, you have to join up. Tell us what tears are, Matt.
To fall out your eyes.
Yeah, it's when you're upset.
It's when you cry.
I don't cry.
So you got your quid's a quid tier. You get note for that. You just get called out when we say his list, which is nice. It's nice to hear your name on radio as such. Tier two, you get 10% off in shop and entered into the monthly draw once. Tier three,
as well as access to Discord.
Oh yeah, you get access to Discord. Sorry, you don't get that on quid.
You don't get that on tier one. But
tier three,
you
get access to Discord. Entered into the draw twice and 20% off in the shop.
There you go. There is tiers.
There is tiers.
You also get 15% off at Puck of Ledgers.
No matter who you are.
Everybody gets that.
Everybody can
JTA
get that.
Pod discount code. Anybody can get on CB app.
It's a lovely
Midland CB talk. It's building,
lovely,
isn't it?
It's a lovely community.
It's going from having like an average of 6 or 7 a day to having like 10, 11 a day.
Yeah.
Even went up to like 18 the other day, didn't
it? Yeah.
So it does get a bit busy, and
there's a lot of help and advice.
It gets fucking frustrating.
So much, yeah, if people want to jump in and ask a question.
Such a community.
So community,
it's
really.
It's great. It is a really good amount of times that people have been on there, and we've had this conversation on there loads of times, saying how great podcast is, but just having that community of people that have joined up and made friendships through CB app and through Pod.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. People love it.
You see people go off and talk on their own and meeting up.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of time, us as the Pod aren't on there like after 3 o'clock, something like that. After
he's
that,
stretching his day out.
Isn't it? That's on a long day. We could be on there up to like 3-ish, sometimes later, but generally we're not on there.
Obviously during his breaks.
Yeah, we're not on there all the time. So these people that are on there regular, like yourself and Springy, that are on there all day long, chatting away and creating these fucking bonds that wouldn't happen if we didn't all just fucking join in and get involved.
This is it, you see.
We've had a lot of people that just come in and listen. That'll
until
just like
call
hover
out.
Around. Yeah, yeah, until we Josh until we call them out. Yeah.
Josh is like, oh, you.
Who are you?
Called
what are you
a
doing
few out. Well, Thomas Breeder in the other day, weren't he? Breeder.
Oh, is that that?
That's him with green and orange and white truck.
Fancy
truck. Really
he was near me. I was coming out of Ashbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
He were not far away.
And then Cameron hovered around and he's joined in a few times now.
Yeah.
Big Cam.
Damo,
yeah.
Bucko,
yeah. These are all ones that generally just hover around and only talk to us when we call them out, but they just enjoy being there.
Yeah.
I think it's
finding
as well.
Finding the slot, aren't they?
That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's jumping in, isn't it? If you come in on Monday after listening.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, they're all talking and,
yeah,
you know, how do I get into this? But just
especially because some of the conversations
hello,
are really
yeah,
weird.
Just say hello.
Yeah. Just find your role. Right, okay, shall I read this list out?
Yeah.
Right, number one is Luke Chappy
Chapman. That weren't as good that time.
Did you not?
I enjoyed that
that time. Did you?
I thought that were better.
I enjoyed that
first one.
I like that one.
That made me nipples just... tickle a little bit. Yeah.
Should do. Yeah.
You're just a nasty bastard, you.
Well, that's because I hate you. I'm
trying to get you back.
It's so lovely watching all the sound effects happening
in real time.
In real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sort of
you get for commitment.
It's like a sneeze. You think, oh, he's going to sneeze or something. He goes, anybody? Oh, you know.
That's a weird noise. See, that's why people don't talk to him in services. We said this.
It's brilliant.
He's just talking to himself, walking across the yard. Everyone's scared.
I'd highly recommend booking him for the tour of the Wonky.
The studio tour.
It's only £75 a ticket.
Yeah. True story.
Made payable too. Just chucking that. Okay. Right.
Just chucking about limited.
Number two is Wobble Gob, a.k.a. Chairman Goebbels. Then we've got Chrissy Ragg, Jamie Failwell, Miller, Ian Croucher, Andon Dacos, Keegs, Lab, Ben Abrams, Chandler, Dan Chandler, Thomas Hoyland, PD,
something in my eye there.
Kerry Oxlade, Lozza, Kurt Mayo, Kieran Ains, Matt Frosdick, Strucker, Seamus, Matty Ehrman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood, Chris Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike, Lenny, Ashley Cronin, Aidan, Tim Hampson, Sue, Dan Tweedle, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Springy Spring, Dave Sheldon, Mickey Isles, Dev Chamberlain, Andy Bigney, Andy McClellan, Paul Glasby, Scotty B, Dicey, Trucker Soud, Little Ben, Jason Adden, Trucker Raff, Dan Courtley, Cameron Raven, and Damo.
Yay!
Whee.
Yay! Twist his dick!
Twist his dick off!
Grab that dick and twist it!
Twist his dick off. And that's that then, isn't it?
It is though, isn't it?
We had a lovely day.
We've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Oh, Dan, shut up.
He's not even here.
He's not even here, is he?
We've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Such a lovely about day.
Well, this is fun, it's like crafting.
It is, yeah.
This is it.
Oh, good,
I fucking love JTN, me!
Calm down.
There's going to be some beauties added
well,
to this.
This is fun, it's like crafting.
This one.
There's going to be some beauties added to this.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
She was 12.
It's just... Matt, an aneurysm. Still pushing all these buttons.
In my head.
Bless you.
Can't blame
you can't even, they're like lap, you know.
I know. We do
this.
It.
Is fun, it's like crafting.
So we double down.
Well, it's kind of.
We've had a lovely day. Fun, it's like crafting.
All right, that's that then. What else to say? Do you want to say out?
No.
Joshua?
No further questions, Your Honour.
No give further us questions.
Some sign off. A bit of wisdom.
You bastards.
Don't worry. Don't worry about things.
Don't stress yourself over
worry
things
about
that
today.
Aren't in your control.
Worry about today. Keep an eye on tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Never put your finger in it dry.
No.
Tomorrow.
It's wisdom.
Will soon become a yesterday.
Innit?
No such thing as tomorrow.
No, never comes.
Tomorrow never dies.
Never comes unless you shake it hard enough.
Bastard.
Well, this is it.
This is it. This is it, you see.
How do you want to say, Lucas?
Yeah.
I'm just going to remind everyone to slow down and move over.
Slow down.
Move over.
Keep our dice safe.
This is it. On
and
behalf
everybody
of
else.
The Scottish correspondent.
This is it.
Yeah.
Nay.
That were him.
I think he's quite legible, actually.
Yeah.
Eloquent.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Lovely guy.
I had to translate Andy and Dicey for Scotty, I think. The other
yeah. I was Scotty. No idea. Sometimes, though, when they talk to each other, it gets dead.
No, it was Byron. What? Was it? It was one of them, anyway. Yeah. But I had to translate
to get
what was going on back and forth.
What's he saying?
It's like when you have two Polish people working at the same place and they speak their own language.
Yeah, when they mix in between. Yeah.
The Google Maps. Google Maps.
All right, that's that then.
It is that. And on that note, we'll see the.
Love you, bye, everybody.
I've had a lovely time.
Oh,
good.
Nice.
We've enjoyed you. Love you, bye.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we don't matter about fucking. Are we starting this?
How much were these each?